Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the start of something big. The start of something big. Think of every gigantic, majestic, humongous thing you know. Think of it. Get it in your mind. If you're thinking in architectural terms, you may be thinking of skyscrapers or humongous bridges that cross bodies of water. If you're thinking of animals, and I'm sure the giraffe or the elephant or even the blue whale comes to mind. If you're thinking nature, then you may be thinking of the humongous oak trees that we see. Well, do you recognize that everything big started out small? The oak tree was once a small acorn covered with dirt. The skyscraper that we see once had a small set of blueprints that could fit in the back seat of anybody's car. The wonderful whales and the elephants and all those things we see all began very small, but they grew into something that the world had to recognize. Think about it, my friends and neighbors. What we're doing right now as entrepreneurs could be the start of something big, something fascinating, something magnificently humongous that people talk about years and years after we've already gone. What you're doing today, the venture that you're embarking upon, the journey you're taking, could be very well the start of the biggest thing you've ever done in your life. And I want to show today through three key points how we ignite something big. Yes, my friends, big can be ignited. That B in our big acronym says we first of all must believe. Yes, we must believe. The baby elephant is surrounded by gigantic mammoths. And of course, as the baby elephant, it may be hard for that little baby elephant to see himself one day as big as his dad, but he will be. Do you see yourself today as the giant that you're about to become? Do you actually believe that you're going to accomplish all the things that you speak about? If you believe it, then you're going to plan accordingly and imagine accordingly and speak accordingly and act accordingly. My friends, you may be running a very small business right now, but never think of your business as small. Think of it as just a few steps away from being big. Act big, operate in big, and believe that that's what you are destined to be. Isn't it amazing that typically what we believe we're going to accomplish is what we accomplish, and what we believe is going to happen is typically what happens? I challenge you today, my friends, to walk in the belief of big. Say to yourselves that I can imagine it, I can achieve it, I can attain it, and then begin to start envisioning yourself, not today, but the way you expect to see yourself down the line. You know that age-old question that many employers ask, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, when you start thinking about the business, the opportunity, all the things you're doing, begin to pattern it and look at it the way it appears to you down the line. Don't pay attention to what it is right now. On the contrary, look at what it can be and believe accordingly. And then everyone around you will adopt your belief system. And those who for some reason don't are the ones that you should not hang around in the first place. But everyone that does, they rally around that belief that big is in your destiny. That I in our belief and our big acronym simply stands for investment. Investment. There is nothing big that comes without an investment. I was talking about elephants before, and the mother elephant, when she's carrying that baby in her womb, that it takes 18 months for that mother to actually give birth to a baby elephant. 18 months is a humongous investment. Almost 2 years of her life is spent carrying something she can't see. The same thing when it comes to the investments that we're making. Let's examine closely. I would challenge you, my friends, what investments are you making to make sure you achieve the big that you see? What sacrifices are you making? What books have we read? What information have we gathered? What mentorship have we sought? Yes, my friends, investments are required in order to achieve something big. If a mansion's built, then the construction company begins building that mansion, and every step along the way, then they're receiving a small stipend from the bank to continue operations. They're making an investment. They work without getting paid in some instances, and they get paid after they complete a specific assignment. That is an investment. They know that when that project is completed, they'll have all the resources they need and then some. By the same token, when you're investing in yourself, that's the investment that pays the greatest returns. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to look for those investments. Finally, the G in our big acronym tells us that there must be some graduation. These are the incremental baby steps that we're taking to get closer and closer to our goals. When I was in school, graduation was only one event. It was high school graduation. You graduated as a senior, and that was the only graduation ceremony I had. However, today in school, they have kindergarten graduation and third grade graduation and fifth grade graduation and eighth grade graduation. All of this before the senior high school graduation. I had the privilege of attending a kindergarten graduation once, and I was sitting not far from the graduates, right behind the row where they were seated, and I heard a man say, he was sitting a few seats next to me, "Why are they making a big deal about a kindergarten graduation?" And a sweet little innocent 5-year-old turns around. She overheard him say that, and she had a graduation cap on and a gown, and she says, "Kindergarten graduation may not be a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to me." And she turned back around, and I thought about how the graduations in our life may not be a big deal to some people, but they should be big deals to us. When you're able to break away from social media and browsing and surfing on the internet, and you learn to optimize time and focus on the task at hand, that may not be a big deal to somebody else, but it's a graduation. When you're able to go out and make that first cold call of someone that you don't even know, but you feel like they would need your products and services, that's a graduation. When you're able to effectively communicate with a group presentation, it may not seem like a big deal to somebody else, but pat yourself on the back. That is a graduation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this life is about us going from point A to point B and point B to point C and so forth and so on. Celebrate and get excited about the incremental steps you're making to become big. That little acorn that becomes an oak tree, it sprouts from the ground. That's a graduation. After it sprouts from the ground, it begins to start growing additional branches that begin to sprout next to it as well. That's another graduation. Yes, my friends, every single step of the way is a great graduation that we should celebrate. Remember, pups become dogs and cubs become lions, and everybody that's in this world is expected to graduate. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to start walking in B-I-G. Walk in belief and make the investment and expect to celebrate those incremental graduations. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com. Your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.